I don't know that you've ever put these two together, but the Lord's Prayer and the miracle of the 5,000 are deeply connected. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus teaches us to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." This petition acknowledges our dependence on God for all of our needs. It is a humble request, recognizing that everything that we have comes from God's gracious hand. The feeding of the 5,000 illustrates Jesus' ability to provide abundantly. What seems impossible to the disciples, what seems impossible to us, is possible with God. If you read the July edition of From Your Pastor in the Grace Line, you know my thoughts on independence. Independence Day, or the 4th of July, is a reason to celebrate, to rejoice over our independence from Great Britain. But are we really independent? I would say, and the Bible confirms this, that we are not independent at all, but very dependent on God's continuous provision. We only have to look at Jesus' model prayer for us, the Lord's Prayer, to see that we need to rely on God daily. In a world that often teaches self-sufficiency, or at least it used to, this prayer teaches us to trust in God's provision. Not that self-sufficiency should be disregarded, but that we are to be reminded to call on God to provide the skills and the materials that we need for everyday life. We see an example of this in the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. The day grows late, and the disciples urge Jesus to send the crowds away. I think the disciples, tend to point our fingers at the crowds. They should have prepared better. They should have brought food with them. They should have been self-sufficient. After all, who goes on a trip without the planning or the resources for them to eat? But Jesus looks at it differently. Mark 6:34 tells us that when he went ashore, he saw a great crowd and he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. Jesus, knowing that their spiritual needs far outweighed their physical needs, their hunger, first teaches them. His compassion drives him to give them spiritual nourishment first, as this is the greatest importance. And then he feeds them later. Jesus, as God, understands both our spiritual and our physical needs. Well, the disciples think that the Lord's compassionate teaching is all well and good, but there's a problem. It's getting late. The people are hungry. Verses 35 and 36 read, "The disciples came to him and said, 'This is a desolate place, and the hour is now late. Send them away to go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat.'" Well, this is all very practical and all. The disciples have a very limited and short-sighted view of who Jesus is. The disciples basically say, "Scatter the flock and let them fend for themselves." Doesn't sound like something Jesus, the great shepherd, would do, does it? The disciples are asking Jesus to send the crowds away so that the crowds can take care of themselves. That was the word they used, themselves. The crowd should be independent, self-sufficient, taking care of themselves. They seem to be thinking, "It's not up to us, Jesus. It's not our concern. It's not our responsibility to feed them. They should have planned better. Let them take care of themselves." But Jesus issues a different command. "You take care of it." The disciples bluntly say, "Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" 200 denarii is about what a day laborer would earn in 6 or 7 months. I can imagine the disciples were reasoning with the impracticality of it all. Do you think 6 months worth of bread is going to take care of feeding all of these people? But that's not our God, is it? He doesn't send people away when they come to him in faith and in want. In spite of our sin, God provides daily for our needs. Luther, in the Small Catechism, explains the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer in this way. Give us this day our daily bread. What is this? Answer. In fact, God gives daily bread without our prayer, even to all evil people. But we ask in this prayer that God causes us to recognize what our daily bread is and to receive it with thanksgiving. What then does daily bread mean? Answer. Everything included in the necessities and nourishment for our bodies, such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, farm, fields, livestock, money, property, an upright spouse, upright children, upright members of the household, upright and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, decency, honor, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like. Sometimes as Christians, we're all too content in thinking that Jesus takes care of only our spiritual problems. Sure, he forgives sins. He comforts our afflicted consciences. But we do the rest, working, striving to support ourselves physically and independently. But Jesus is concerned with the whole person, soul as well as body. Jesus promises to sustain our bodies this side of eternity with earthly gifts through godly vocations such as father, mother, workers, good government. Jesus wants us to be dependent on him and promises to raise our bodies in the resurrection on the last day so that we can live with him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness in both body and soul. So instead of sending them away, Jesus challenges them, you give them something to eat. After some searching, the disciples scrape up 5 loaves and 2 fish. Not exactly a feast, is it? Yet with these simple gifts, Jesus feeds the crowd yet again. All 5,000 men were fed to the full. The women and the children ate all they wanted, plus there was 12 baskets left over. The people's stomachs filled up way before Jesus stopped giving. It was a miracle. It was a desert feast. And this miraculous feast is witnessed here every Sunday. It's hard for us to read or to hear the words of verse 41 without associating this miracle with the blessed sacrament of Holy Communion. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before the people. Does it sound familiar? It should. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. When Jesus takes, blesses, breaks, and gives bread and fish to the crowds, he's foreshadowing what is to occur in the giving of the Lord's Supper. What we receive here most every Sunday is the divine miracle of Jesus' precious body and blood given for you, shed for you. And where there is forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation. The feast we receive here regularly and often in the wanderings on this side of heaven is a miracle, a foretaste of the feast to come in Christ's kingdom. Isaiah describes heaven as a feast of the richest foods and the best wines in Isaiah chapter 25. John describes a marriage feast at the wedding of Christ and his bride, the church, in Revelation 19. Mark 6 and the feeding of the 5,000 is the pattern for life in Christ's church. What we do here each week at Grace really is a foretaste of the full and the complete feast on the last day. On this very day, Christ gathers his sheep around his table to receive his love and compassion through the simple words and through bread and wine, through word and sacrament ministry. We don't need to worry if there's going to be enough to feed us. There is always enough. Enough compassion, enough grace, enough love. And as the miracle records, after the crowd ate its fill, the disciples picked up 12 full baskets of broken pieces. There is always enough and more to spare. It is a feast, after all. The feeding of the 5,000 is a powerful reminder of God's compassion, his provision, and his abundance. Beyond the physical feeding, this miracle points to a deeper spiritual truth. Jesus is our daily bread, and that daily bread satisfies our deepest hunger. Just as the crowd needed both spiritual and physical food, we too need the daily bread that only Jesus can provide. So in our journey here on earth, we are called to depend on Jesus, physically and spiritually. He invites us to come to him, to receive his grace, to be filled with his love. In Christ, there is always enough. His grace is sufficient for us, for all of our needs. May we trust in his provision and share his love with those around us. Come to the table, people of God. Come to Jesus' feast and receive our daily bread in the bread and the wine that is his body and blood. With him, there is always enough, enough compassion, enough forgiveness, enough of Jesus for every hungry mouth and heart, for this day and for the days to come. Amen.